Good morning. I have to tell you a funny story. Because when you just wake up and you're here in front of me, it's probably one thing you want to do is go back to bed. How many would like to go back to bed? I was speaking at a place I will name nameless. Person was sitting right close to me like this. The room was hot. I continued to speak, spoke for whatever time it was. She fell sound asleep. This is how close, right here. Now, it isn't you. I said amen. She hopped up, shook my head, said, wonderful message. True story. I had put her to sleep and she loved it. Hear the word of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Before we begin Psalm 139, the topic is still how to pray when things don't go your way. But today it adds another part. Why do I pray when things don't go my way? Because it's his priceless presence. But before we do, I need to let you just look at that picture up there and hear Isaiah 53. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, familiar with suffering. Like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Why? Look at the picture. He had you and I on his mind. He absolutely loves us. Surely he took up our infirmities, carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, stricken by God. We're going to learn about God today. Smitten by him, God, and afflicted, God. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. This is all God's doing. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants, for he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence. Or was there any deceit in his mouth? This is the verse I want to leave with you if you're looking at it. 53:10. Yet it was the Lord's will. Capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah's will. To crush him. And to cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offering. Offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. It was his will to crush his son. Look at that picture. Put yourself in the arms of Jesus there. That's the doing of the Lord. Let's turn to Psalm 139 as we begin. How to pray, but why to pray? Now, I'm going to have you mark again with your pencils every time you see the Lord's name, and it's not L small O-R-D, it's L, capital L, capital O, capital R-D, who is the subject of this psalm. Pick a color, and you're going to underline while I read after you stand and read. Remember how we did that last night? You stand with your scripture in your hand now. We'll read the first 12 verses, and then you'll sit down and mark. I want you to hear the word of the Lord. You notice it's capital L-O-R-D. He picks that name on purpose. He picked the word Jehovah or Yahweh, the covenant-keeping, loyal, loving God who said, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. That's the name he picked. He didn't pick Adonai from last night. Last night, Adonai was the ruler of the universe. Wonderful, wonderful name. But he's picking this one on purpose, and you'll see in just a minute. Underline every word, not yet, but in your head, think. The Lord is the topic of this psalm. Lord, you've searched me and known me. Go. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. You've encircled me behind and in front and placed your hand upon me. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there.
If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea,
even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will take hold of me.
If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, have a seat. Get ready to mark every pronoun and every time you see the word capital L-O-R-D. Underline it with the same color. Are you ready? I'm going to read. Oh, Lord, you. See it right there? You have two. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You understand my thoughts from afar away. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all. You have encircled me behind and in front and placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot comprehend it. We're going to do that now. Pick up your pen. We're going to do I, me, and my now in the same section. I, me, and my. Now, if you don't have a, you could do it with a colored pencil if you don't have a pen, but it's better, I think. I'm going to do those same verses again. You ready? It's I, me, and my, check. Oh, Lord, you have searched me, check, and known me, check. You know when I, check, sit down and when I get up. You understand my thoughts from afar away. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, two there, and are acquainted with all my ways, check. Even before there's a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all. You've encircled me behind and in front and placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot comprehend it. Second set. Go back to your color. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will take a hold of me, your right hand. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day, darkness and light are alike to you. Pick up your pencils or your pens. I, me, and my, check. Where can I check, go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me. Your right hand will take a hold of me. I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night. Even darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Turn to your neighbor. What have you seen so far in these 12 verses? Say a few words to each other. What have you seen? Judah. What? Not yet. I brought a special person along with me today to do the role play. This is my daughter, Judith. I pay her a lot of money to come. Anyway, in order to get the understanding of the word capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah, I'm going to play I am the Lord. I am not. But I want you to see what he's doing with this word. Capital L-O-R-D really is Jehovah or Yahweh. Now, the very first time his name is written together with God is in Genesis. If you go back with me in your mind in Genesis, he says, let there be light. And there was what? And he made the entire universe before he made man by just speaking it. And it was God. But when he comes to man, capital L-O-R-D is added. Then the Lord didn't speak man into existence. What did he do? I'm going to role play it. He formed him from the dust of the ground. And how did he get him to be living? I did that for sanity. No, I'm serious about this. He breathe. Can you get any closer? Certainly when I'm this way, I'm close. But when he is showing what the capital L-O-R-D in action is, it's Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God, who breathed into man. I can't do it. It would be horrible. But he did it. And what happened to Adam? Became a living soul. So you see a glimpse of that. And also it means I made a covenant with my people. It means a promise that I'm making, Jehovah is making with Israel. Israel was wretched. Did you know that? And very disobedient. They weren't cute at all. They were sinners like you and me. But God had his hand and his eye on Israel and said, I'm going to be your God. And wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you say, now this is true. I'm there. You got me. Just stand there. Don't move. We think of our lives. When we're disobedient or we think bad thoughts, he's over there. I'm here. There. No. No, no. It's never that way. So when you read this psalm, you need to know this. I need to know this. Whatever is happening in your life, you remember the little circle that you made? Make one now. If it hasn't changed, add one. What is it in your life you cannot fix? What is it? Write just the initial. Don't write any other words. When you think about this psalm, you want to look at the Lord, and you want to look at your situation through his life, through his eyes. This psalm is about him. We're going to come back down so I can teach you, but I wanted you to see the meaning of the Lord. Judith, I'll be calling you back up soon. Very soon. You know me. That's the very first thing you're writing down on number one. And he's going to go at great length. As you see who's writing this, it's David again. A psalm of David. O Lord, O Jehovah, you the covenant-keeping, loyal, loving God who said you won't leave me, you won't forsake me, you're going to go everywhere, you're going to see me in through everything. That's the name he picks here. Lord, you have searched me and known me. And search means investigated, just like a microscope. That's really what this means. Oh, Lord, you know me. Now, he's not finished with just, he could have said, oh, isn't that great? You've searched me. You've investigated me and know me. And if you remember back when you were a little child, when you heard the Christmas story, and the Bible was read and you heard it and it said, and Joseph knew not Mary. You ever remember hearing that? And you as a kid said, he was going on a trip with her and he didn't know her? What does that know mean? Do you know what it means? He did not have any intimate relationships, sexually, physically, with Mary until the baby was born. This is the word he's picked. Not only have you investigated me who have an intimate relationship with me, you can't get it any closer. Not only did he breathe in man the breath of life, but he is intimately involved with our lives. This is what David is saying. And he repeats it again. You know when I sit down, girls, where are you? Yes, you are. And when I, everybody do it. Why did I have you do that? Something so small, so insignificant. Sit down. This is not a joke. Seriously, I didn't do it for a joke. Look at your circle. What is it that you can't fix? What is it about God that is a comfort? He's intimately involved with me. And if you're like me, oh, thank you so much. If you're like me, you're either sitting or standing. Or you'll hear. Or thinking. I'm just going to put this here for now. If I need it, I will drown myself later with it. You know, when I sit down and when I rise or get up, you understand my thoughts from afar. He even knows what you're thinking. Are you ready? Think something. Did you do it? No surprise. This is why when you pray, you might as well say what you're thinking. Because look what it says. You understand my thought from afar away. And now you scrutinize my path. Do you know what scrutinize my path is? You measure. You look at everything I do and measure it or sift it or winnow it. That's how intimate his knowledge is of how much he knows us. He could have said, oh, he knows me. Not so. Look at the words. Searched, known, know, understand, scrutinize, and then acquainted with all my ways. Acquainted means he's familiar with everything you do, everything you say. Judith, please come. It's as if, this is funny, and we're not going to go up. It's as if,
oh,
sorry. That's well, he knows us. Stay. But it's scary, but it's wonderful. Even before there is a word on my tongue, how many have wished you didn't have that word and you kept it in? He knew it. Did he leave you? Wait till you read this psalm. Even before there is a word on my tongue, and look at the next word. Can you tell me what it says? It starts with a B. Go ahead. And it's as if David is taking a trumpet up to his mouth. This is really what this means here. But did he say you? No. He picks Jehovah again. It's as if he's saying, behold you, Jehovah, the God who made a covenant with me, who won't leave me, who won't forsake me. You know it. Look at it. All. What is the it? Go back and look. In four, what is it? Girls, what is it? Tell your neighbor. How to pray when things don't go your way? Stay right there. In my life, I'm ashamed of my thinking. In fact, I don't want anybody to know. Are you not that? Aren't you that way? All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned to his own way. That's me. You too. But the Lord, the covenant-keeping, loyal-loving God, has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. He wanted us with all our bad thoughts. I'm ashamed of my thoughts. Are you not sometimes? I've had a few while I'm here, and I'm teaching the Bible. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. He has canceled my debt. How did he do that? All we like of sheep gone astray. Everybody's turned to his own way. But the Lord, the covenant-keeping God, has laid my sins and your sins on him. Hallelujah. So when you think of this, behold, the Lord knows it all. Not only when I sit, when I stand, but before I speak, he knows what I'm going to say. And this number five is fabulous to me. You've encircled me behind and in front and placed your hand upon me. Now I want to role play this for you because we'll have to step here up here so you can see this. Have a walk up, Jude. Stay there. She has it rough. You could say about the Lord, he knows everything. Correct? Of course you could say it, but he doesn't just stay there. He scrutinizes you. He's familiar with all your ways. That's great. He even knows what you're going to say before you say it. That's great, but it's not personal. Look at this next sentence. Where is the Lord? No joke. Now, I can't do it as well as the Lord. What am I showing you? But look at the next phrase. Read it to me, please. Look at the difference. Not only is he encircling, protecting, aware, knowing everything, what is on his hand? What does that mean? He's personally there. His hand is on me. So can you stay here 1 minute? I have to read the scripture. You've placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too high. I cannot comprehend it. At your table, make your own definition of verse 6. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor, what is he really saying in verse 6? Go ahead. You have like 30 seconds. You can sit right there. Are you ready? At your table, tell your neighbor, how much does he know you? Go ahead. Go back over the scripture. All right, stop. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I cannot comprehend it. You know what my statement is for this? Wow. Seriously. Are you kidding me, God? Not only do you measure me, you're familiar with me, you are intimately involved in my life, you scrutinize me, you know what I sit, you know what I stand, you know what I lie. Everything about me. Go back to my lying down. What happens to you at night? It happens to me. I cannot sleep. Has anybody ever had something on their minds that they cannot sleep? Turn to your neighbor and say, it happened last night. Maybe somebody was snoring. I'm going to ask you to stop talking about your sleepless nights. Hear me now. He's not finished with this statement. Before there is a word on my tongue, behold, you know it all together. And when you're lying down, what are you doing? And you're awake. You're thinking, thinking, thinking. How can I fix what's in my circle? It's happened to me day after day, night after night. Hasn't it happened to you? And does the Lord say, nasty, nasty, you know I'm here. You know I'm here. What's wrong with you? Not one speck. While I'm lying down and you're hurt with your thoughts, in my case, what about the future, Lord? I depended on Bill for everything. I'm alone, Father. That's one. I can't mention to you the other thing that's on my mind. Constantly asking God to work, to fix it. Where is his hand? Where is he? While I'm lying down, praise the Lord. Let's go to the next part. He's with me. Oh, Judith, you can't go. He asks the question. Would you switch with your neighbor, please, and get another color for a minute? I want you to underline something here. David asks the question, is there any place I could go that you're not there? That's really a valid question. We know Jonah thought he could go somewhere where God wasn't, and that cracks me up. Because, Judith, just for fun, if this is Jonah, I'm going to the ocean and I'm going to get in that whale. Wait a minute, where is God, Jonah? It's kind of a crack up, isn't it, really, when you think about it? But in your life and in my life, this is a comfort. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? And you should put right next to presence face. That makes a difference. Where can I go from your face? Well, look up here. Face. Seriously, that's what that means here. Is there any place that I can go without your face? The answer is, listen to the answer. And the idea is, where can I flee, run away from your face? If I ascend or go to heaven, you're there in heaven, face. If I make my bed in Sheol, in the middle of the earth, and look at the next word. What is he saying with the next word? Everybody say it. Do it. Even if I go to Sheol, the middle of the earth, the place of the departed dead, you're there. Face. This is such a comfort. And this is very interesting. If I take the wings of the dawn, what part of the earth does the sun come up? East, okay? East. Now watch what he said. Judith, you can sit down for a minute. If I take up the wings of the dawn, or if I take the speed of light and go east, or if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, and for the people that were reading this, this would be the Mediterranean Sea, and that would be the west. So what does he say? When is east meeting west? I'm going to turn. When is it? East, west. Come on, girls, what happens with east and west? What happens? I'm going back. What happens? Now watch what he says. If I take the wings of the dawn, go east. If I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, west. Look at the next thing. Take your color and underline it. And circle even there. There's no place, east or west. And he doesn't say, you're there. He does. But what's he added to it? Go ahead. Your right hand. And right hand, if you're Jehovah, means power. Your right hand. Look at the right hand. Your hand will lead me. Lead me means actually lead. But in the other next parallel line, it says, your right hand will take a hold of me. This happened with a little Eliza the other day. I was walking down the street with her. She's two. And for sure, she wants to always walk on the strip next to the road. It's a little like bump. And she wants to be up on it. And I take her little hand and she trips. What happens? My right hand. That's exactly what it's saying. Where is he in your life? Look at the circle. Not only leading, but holding you. He's in charge because he loves you. Judith, I'm really finished with you now. Oh, look at it. She just told me I need a drink. That's why I bring her. Last verse for this session. I don't know about you, and I'm pretty old to be afraid of the dark. Last night, do you know that in this beautiful hotel that we live in, that we stayed in last night, do you know what I did? I kept the bathroom light on. Every place I go at night, as old as I am, I don't want to be in the dark. This is all true about me. I'm a weak individual that has a strong God, a loving God, a personal God. He's got his hand on me. He's encircled me. Listen to what he says about the darkness. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. And you would say, you should know this as a Bible teacher. Close the light off. I'm too weak. I'm scared at night. I walk down the street to my son's house, which was only 3 houses up. I put the flashlight on. I'm afraid to stumble. When he writes this for Joanna. You may be afraid of the dark, but it's not a problem for me. Listen to it. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. As we get finished this session, what are you afraid of, Joanna? What am I afraid of? What worries you at night? What do you think about? What do you wish you could fix? Oh Lord, you've searched me. Oh Lord, you know. When I sit down, when I get up, you understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, are acquainted with all my ways. Refresh your thinking. He's there. Even before you speak a word, he knows it all. Placed your hand on me sometimes. Seriously, there's something wonderful about the personal touch of this psalm. Touch your hand. Just put your hand on your other hand. That's how close. You can't feel his physical hand. But this psalm was written to say, even there, your hand is on me. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, take your color. I wanted to make sure you wrote this down. You are there. Underline it. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. Underline, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn and I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, your hand, underline, will lead me. And your right hand will take a hold of me. Underline that too. Blessed be the name of the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, who is Jehovah, the covenant-keeping, loyal, loving God. Would you close with me in prayer? Oh, Father, wash us with this truth. You know how weak we are. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord, Jehovah, you pity us, because you remember we're made out of dust, and still you are here with us. Thank you for the love of yourself for us, who gave us Jesus, your Son. Thank you for understanding we could do nothing, have eternal life without you. We could not. You had to kill your Son in our behalf. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessed be your name. May we live in light of this precious presence of God Almighty. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.